Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this letter, it's really, it's a couple things. First, we help. My name is Amy. I've been working in nursing for the last 14 years. My husband works full-time at a manufacturing job, and we're really struggling this year. 2 weeks ago, my position was eliminated where I was working. After an interview today, though, I'll be back at a new facility starting this Friday. But in the downtime, my husband was laid off for a week. You know, this is the time of year when you're in manufacturing, when you're in construction, you're in heavy equipment operating. We know that, you know, they start to lay people off sometimes a week, sometimes a month. When work is slow, they just don't go in. But he is back to work this week. The gap in funds has put us behind. We managed to pay December rent, but January is due on the 1st. My electric and gas are also behind. You know, it seems like such a short gap. You know, she was out of work for 2 weeks. He was out for 1 week. But this is exactly how I grew up. If you didn't have those checks, I can think about it. Remember going to the Dillon's grocery store in Olathe, Kansas, 151st and Merlin. And my mom would get groceries and we wrote checks for it. And if the number was too high, she would start to hand us boys items to give back. And we would walk down the aisles, and it was just normal.
Yeah.
It's just the way it was. Mm-hmm. You'd go, take this, take this, take this. That's how we lived every day. Yep. And it wasn't bad. I'm not complaining. We never went hungry.
No, you just had to pay attention.
When the phone rang during dinner, I knew I picked it up because that was GMAC mortgage, and I would tell them my mom and dad weren't home. My dad would pretend he didn't know what I was doing. I know that now.
Yeah.
My dad worked hard, incredibly hard, and my mom took care of the bills, and so they played this game where she wouldn't tell him, and he would pretend not to know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we survived. And I remember listening to my mom negotiating with an electric company so many times, or a water company, saying, if I send you $20, will you please keep it on? I'll pay you the rest. And you could do it then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always like that, always. So 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from a paycheck, you were done.
Yep.
You were in the S. So here's the second part. I'm also writing you about my beautiful little boy. He's in third grade, turned 9 on December 10th. He's having a rough time. In kindergarten, he was diagnosed with language and learning disorder. He has trouble comprehending language. Instructions are hard. Understanding simple tasks. He falls behind really quickly. He goes to school and has IEP classes. That's individualized education program.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels different. He gets quiet when he doesn't understand. He's socially awkward. He has trouble making friends, and he gets picked on a lot. He constantly calls himself stupid. I'm working on getting him into counseling. It's sad to see his confidence go from 100 to zero in just a moment. Things are so tight with bills, I just want a little something under the tree for him from Santa. Thanks for reading my letter. So you can see there's two parts here.
Yeah.
Should we have a window here? Let's see if we can get through. And Jake, if she can't take a break right now and it doesn't work, we're just going to do it anyway, whatever it takes.
Okay.
But this is her brand new job, and so we've asked her to step away for a moment. We don't want to cause any trouble.
Of course.
Hello.
Hey, Amy, this is Johnny. We're on the air, and I know you're short on time, but is it okay?
I can talk for a few.
Okay, so
hi.
I was just reading through your letter, and I know, so your position was eliminated after 14 years, and you were out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And my husband, he works at a manufacturing company, and they didn't have any work, and so they were off for a week, so we had
3 weeks.
Combined, yes.
And I get it, man. People don't sometimes understand. If you don't have a lot of savings and you don't have a way, 3 weeks of pay, that's three solid paychecks. I mean, it's, or two and a half paychecks. And it can upset everything. You managed to get December paid, but January's coming up.
Yes, January's coming up. And it's been a struggle.
I know. I understand. So how much is it?
Our January, our rent is $1,100 a month.
And Jake said you were behind on your electric and your gas?
Yes. They're both around $150.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. But you guys are all back to work now. If you could just get past this part, you should be okay.
Yeah, we should be fine.
So talk to me about, to me, the more important part of this letter. Tell me about Paxton.
He just turned 9 years old. He had a little bit of a party. He doesn't really have any friends.
What's his rough time?
He has a language disorder, like a learning disability. He has trouble comprehending and just focusing, and you have to tell him instructions a lot of times. He has, you know, so many questions, and he's just a little different, and he's been coming home and getting picked on.
When you say he asks questions, wouldn't the teachers think that's good?
Yeah, he will ask other kids questions and stuff, and he's been getting called stupid, and he's been coming home and calling himself stupid, and his confidence has just went from zero to from 100 to zero.
What do the kids say when they pick on him?
I just know that they're calling him stupid and, you know, idiot and dumb, and he's just comes home and he's crying sometimes. And
but why would he call himself stupid?
I think because he's heard it so many times, and after the first of the year, I'm going to try to get him into counseling.
Sure. When he gets frustrated with himself?
Yes, he gets frustrated with himself if he doesn't understand something, and he'll just, I'm just so stupid. I'm like, no, you're not, baby. You're smart, and mommy's proud of you. And
I got it. So you haven't got anything for him, or you just got a little for him for Christmas?
It was just his
birthday. I just put it together. It was just his birthday on December 10th, so I got it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being a little behind on this letter.
No, you're okay.
Okay. I see what we're doing.
Yeah, listen, he had a birthday party,
Amy,
a little one.
We're gonna work on this, okay? I know you're short on time, and so I'm going to try to move fast. But will you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. So $1,100
for rent,
$300 for those bills.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking $1,400. That I know we can do.
Okay.
This little guy. You just hate it, man. Because here's what happens in my head to this kid. He's already getting his ass whipped at school. He's starting to believe he's stupid, and he's going to believe it his whole goddamn life.
And he's not.
Of course not.
He just has a certain situation.
And then you get frustrated, or you're socially awkward, and then you start to hate yourself, right? And then you never get out of that hole. You stay there for the rest of your life when you're a little guy, and this starts on you. I've seen it too many times. So Christmas comes, and there isn't anything under the tree, or it's not much under the tree. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
He doesn't know his mom and dad didn't go to work through no fault of their own, but they didn't, and the money's not there. In that little guy's mind, Santa doesn't like him.
No.
That he's been bad. He's stupid.
No.
No. No. Troy, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny. I got $200 on this.
Excellent. What do you do, brother?
Heavy equipment operator. Dig basements for a living, bud.
Yeah. Are you working?
Yes, sir.
You guys, it's getting to that time, though, isn't it?
Unfortunately, my boss keeps me busy all year long, so I can't complain.
Good on you, man. Hey, can you take it to U.S. Bank and drop it off Hope for the Holidays?
Pulling in right now, bud.
What makes you call, bro?
I do it every year, whether I get through or not. I just like to help out as much as I can, man. We're all human, right?
Yeah, well.
I hope so. I really do. But, man, I'll tell you what. I know it's a heartbreaker, brother. It's a heartbreaker. I hate to hear about kids like this.
Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, all little kids need a Christmas.
Yeah, of course. Stay right there, man. I'm going to get you in there. U.S. Bank, Hope for the Holidays. All right. Keith, welcome to the show. What can I do for you? Are you there, Keith?
Yeah, hey. I got $300 for you, man.
Excellent. Why do you call?
The holidays.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, U.S. Bank, Kansas City area.
Yeah, I ain't got nobody to buy for, man. I might as well, you know, buy for somebody else.
Yeah. Listen, it'll make you feel good. And brother, you're going to make a little kid's Christmas perfect.
Well, that's cool, man, because mine were as a kid, and, you know, every kid's Christmas ought to be perfect.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Look, I can remember my favorite Christmas ever. I prayed and prayed I could get this red Huffy bike. And I remember walking down the hallway in that little split-level house in Olathe, Kansas, and that it was red with honeycomb wheels. Best day ever. I went outside. It was maybe 8 degrees. I rode it until my parents made me come in because I was blue.
Yeah. Yeah, done that.
Yeah. All right.
Had an old radio flyer, man.
I love you, brother. Hey, you have a good Christmas, man. No, you're changing this, little guys. All right. Let me give Danelle. Hey, Danelle, what's up?
Hey, I've got $500 for this family.
Beautiful. Why? Why you call?
Oh, well, I have a little boy, too. I mean, he's grown now, but when he was little, we were struggling, and we weren't going to have much for Christmas for him, and we were helped out by one of my husband's family members' church, and they told us to pay it forward, so that's what I'm doing.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You're getting us another step closer. Thank you. Take it to U.S. Bank. Just tell them Hope for the Holidays, and we will make the rest of this happen, okay?
All right. I will do it this afternoon.
I love you, babe. Thank you.
Thanks.
Nick, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Hey, Johnny. I want to give $100 to this family.
Awesome. What do you do for a living?
I'm an HVAC.
Excellent, man. You got an extra $100 on you?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Beautiful, man. Dude, take it to any U.S. bank. Tell them Hope for the Holidays. They'll put it in, and we will handle the rest of this, okay?
100%, man. Thanks for all you do.
Love you. No, it's you guys. It's all you guys. And you're doing it again. Casey.
Hey, Johnny. It's my birthday. I got $100 for this family.
Happy birthday, man. What a wonderful way to celebrate your birthday, brother.
Hey, I just want to make sure this kid's got a Christmas. I want to make sure they got presents.
How old are you today?
I'm 34, sir.
And you got a family?
Nope. I don't have anybody. I'm on my own.
Well, brother, you're not on your own. You got a whole city with you. You're part of something much bigger.
Thank you, sir. Would Topeka, Kansas be okay to drop off U.S. Bank?
Can we not do
it's
it?
Too far. We can't.
Well, U.S. Bank, won't put it in?
Not that.
They will not?
Yes, okay. Come to Kansas City.
I'm going to put you on with Jake. We're going to figure out how we can do it. Apparently,
I'll drive to Kansas City. It'll be okay.
God, you sure, man?
You.
Ah, dude,
yep,
that's
I got you.
More in gas.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
I love you, brother. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And no, man, you're not alone.
Happy
at
birthday,
all.
Too.
All right?
Thank you.
Happy. You know what? Hey, come celebrate with us Saturday night. Side note, because it's your birthday, Jake, will you hook him up with some Jackal tickets for the family reunion?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Join the reunion, brother. Your family. Hold on. Okay, where are we at?
We're at $1,200.
And what did we need?
16 if we're adding in with Christmas.
Okay, well, Luke, I just saw it. Luke.
Yes, I'm here.
What can I do for you?
Hey, I got $500 for him.
Perfect, man.
God bless you.
That covers that. All right. That's so great, man.
Yeah, the big thing that I want to pass on to this little boy, so I grew up with an IEP, and I dealt with bullying as a little kid going through elementary school. And whenever I got into high school, I started to grow up, you know, get bigger. And then whenever I graduated, I joined the United States Navy. I was a naval air crewman. I was a door gunner overseas and did everything with that. So I just want to let that little kid know He said, just get through these tough times, and I want to have his mom give him hugs, show her son that she loves him, and just have him stay strong. He'll grow up, and those, I know, life's a full circle, just to say the least.
I couldn't have said it better. You just got to hold on till you're past that point. You just have to get there, man, because you will become. You will become. So you said at the beginning of this that you had an IEP, and I hadn't heard that term before, individualized education program. But that's another stigma, right? Like when that happens to you as a kid, the other kids know. And
yes, exactly. And I had struggled reading, speaking properly as a kid. So all the way from first grade, first grade, I got put in IEP classes all the way up until I was in eighth grade. I had to deal with that. Going into separate classrooms, you know, for English class. I never got to sit with my friends. Oh. I always got made fun of as the dumb kid, but come to find out,
that you never were and that you could do anything.
That's right.
What do you do now, brother?
So I just got out of the Navy a couple years ago, and I'm actually in EMT school right now, trying to get on with KCFB, so...
Dude, you're exactly who those guys should hire. You are 100% the story that everybody should hear. I love you for it, man. You, Luke, that $500, I know you don't have a lot, and especially when you're in school and you're just trying to get by, but, man, it's going to mean all the difference in the world to this family.
That's right. I connect so much with him. It just hits my heart so hard. So, because I've been through the same thing that little boy is going through right now.
I love you, brother. Stay there. Hold on. So... now we have the bills covered.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Where are we at with these gift cards? Because the kid's got to have a Christmas, man. And where's Russ at? Russ.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Did Jake just put up, how much do you want to give?
Let's do $500.
God dang, man. That's beautiful. That's a perfect Christmas. That kid will have more than he needs. I mean.
Yeah. Get him some really good toys that he can really use, too.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. What do you do for a living, Russ?
I work in clinical research, man. I do drugs.
Thank you.
I was doing it all wrong.
You know, you can make a living off of that.
I was paying it out. I mean, but why, Russ? Why $500 is a lot of money, but why? Man. What makes you call?
Yeah, dude, I love you guys. So, like, I've been calling every year. My brother's been calling every year. Like, we're fortunate people, you know, so... it's like, dude, you got to get back whenever you can.
I love you, brother.
Everybody, every year, you got to do it. This time of year is the best year to do it.
You're a good human being.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you, brother. Thanks. Stay there. All right, so let me get with her because I know she's been on break.
Yeah.
Amy, could you hear
it? Yeah. Sorry. I'm trying to myself together to come back and work soon.
But... I know you're at work. But listen, you bring us your landlord's information, and we will pay him directly to make sure Jan 1 rent is paid, okay? You bring us your electric bill and your gas bill, and we're going to pay those directly to the gas company and the electric company. Also, we'd like you to go shopping for your son, Paxton, and we'll have $500 in gift cards already bought and ready for you to go shopping, you and your husband. So Santa's there, so Christmas is great, so he knows he's loved.
God, thank you, everyone.
Just a little more, because it's to make sure your family has a great Christmas meal and to make sure you give you a little extra edge. Our friends at Constantino's Family Food Stores would like to give you a $500 gift card so you have fresh, healthy, good food from the Constantino family, okay?
Oh, wow, thank you. Right. Thanks. Hey. He's going to be so happy.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks. Merry Christmas.